Today is the 29th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we do what we always do. Gather together, take another step forward in our week, in our month, in our year, and in the scriptures. So we're rounding the corner on another one of our weeks and continuing our journey in the book of Isaiah. When we get to the New Testament today, we've got some new territory to move into, and another letter from the Apostle Paul. And we will talk about that when we get there. But first, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15 through 59, verse 21. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not continually accuse, nor will I always be angry. For then the spirits would grow faint before me, even the souls that I have made. Because of their wicked covetousness, I was angry. I struck them. I hid and was angry, but they kept turning back to their own ways. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will lead them and repay them with comfort, creating for their mourners the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. But the wicked are like the tossing sea that cannot keep still. Its waters toss up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They want God on their side. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose? A day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, and you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. See, the Lord's arm is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Rather, your iniquities have been barriers between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. No one brings suit justly. No one goes to law honestly. They rely on empty pleas. They speak lies, conceiving mischief and bearing iniquity. They hatch adder's eggs and weave the spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs dies, and the crushed egg hatches out a viper. Their webs cannot serve as clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of iniquity, and deeds of violence are in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they rush to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are their highways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their ways. Their roads they have made crooked. No one who walks in them knows peace. Therefore justice is far from us, and deliverance does not reach us. We wait for light, but there is only darkness, and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope like the blind along a wall, groping like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight, among the vigorous as though we were dead. We all growl like bears. Like doves, we moan mournfully. We wait for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions before you are many, and our sins testify against us. Our transgressions indeed are with us, and we know our iniquities. Transgressing and denying the Lord, and turning away from following our God, taking oppression and revolt, conceiving lying words and uttering them from the heart. Justice is turned back, and deliverance stands at a distance, for truth stumbles in the public square, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and whoever turns from evil is despoiled. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no justice. He saw that there was no one, and was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm brought him victory, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in fury in a mantle. According to their deeds, so will he repay. Wrath to his adversaries, requital to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render requital. So those in the west shall fear the name of the Lord, and those in the east his glory. For he will come like a pent-up stream that the wind of the Lord drives on. And he will come to Zion as a redeemer, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, says the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouths of your children, or out of the mouths of your children's children, says the Lord, from now on and forever. Okay, so as we were saying at the beginning, we got some new territory to move into today, a brand new letter. This is called Philippians, and this is a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. And there's almost no debate among biblical scholars about whether or not Paul is the author of this text. There isn't much debate about what was going on. That Paul was incarcerated when he wrote this letter, and that would probably be somewhere around 61 AD and from Rome while Paul was awaiting trial before the emperor. And so we realize, again, we're reading another really, really early Christian text. This text predates the Gospels. It was written before the book of Acts, for example. And so it's one of the earliest Christian texts, and it's being written by a man who loves Jesus dearly and is in prison facing the death penalty over it. So Philippi, this letter's written to the church in Philippi, so the Philippians, and this is a Roman colony, and it was in the region of Macedonia, and that's now like modern northern Greece. And even though Philippi was a prosperous city, the church there, they weren't particularly prosperous, but they were rich in love. They were rich in their concern and allegiance and loyalty to Paul. And so part of this letter is a thank you for that. The church there had sent a person named Epaphroditus, who was a member of their congregation to Rome, to check on Paul, see how he was doing, bring him a gift, lift up his spirits, encourage him. And of course it did that. Paul was overjoyed and found comfort in that. And Epaphroditus stayed for a long time to help Paul. But he became really ill and just about died. But then he was restored to health, and Paul was determined to send him back to Philippi with this letter, the letter to the Philippians, which tells of his circumstances. But it's more than just like, you know, here's an update on how I'm doing. This letter, Paul shares the joy of our salvation more in this letter than in any other letter. And he encourages us to endure, to persevere, to understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we're in some pretty uncertain times, friends, like in the world and in our lives. It's very unsettling, and we need this right now. And so let's embrace the letter to the Philippians. And today we'll read chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 26. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God for every remembrance of you, always in every one of my prayers for all of you, praying with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart. For all of you are my partners in God's grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the tender affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what really matters, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus for the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually resulted in the progress of the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole Imperial Guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers and sisters, having been made confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, dare to speak the word with greater boldness and without fear. Some proclaim Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. These proclaim Christ out of love, knowing that I have been put here for the defense of the gospel. The others proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but intending to increase my suffering in my imprisonment. What does it matter? Just this, that Christ is proclaimed in every way, whether out of false motives or true, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my salvation. It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, but that my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted now as always in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, yet I cannot say which I will choose. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you, since I am convinced of this. I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that by my presence again with you, your boast might abound in Christ Jesus because of me. Psalm 71. Prayer for lifelong protection and help. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord. From my youth, from my birth, I have leaned upon you, my protector since my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength is spent, for my enemies speak concerning me, and those who watch for my life consult together. They say, pursue and seize that person whom God has forsaken, for there is no one to deliver. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let those who seek to hurt me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all day long, though their number is past my knowledge. I will come praising the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to all the generations to come. Your power and your righteousness, O God, reach the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up again. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. My soul also, which you have rescued, all day long my tongue will talk of your righteous help. For those who tried to do me harm have been put to shame and disgraced. Proverbs 24:9-10. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to all. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength being small. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day, another step. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, your loyalty to us. We have been so unfaithful to you, and you have taken our betrayal and turned it into love, and have loved us back when we have been spiteful against you and against our brothers and sisters. Forgive us, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. Give us the next steps in our lives, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. Today is September 24th. I'm listening right now, playing some catch up. But, oh my goodness, I think your name was Sona from Texas. Your emergency prayer request, this sweet boy found face down in the pool. The youngest is a 5-year-old boy. My heart is breaking for this young boy. Not even 2 years old and found face down in the pool. I'm praising Jehovah Rapha that he has a heart rate, and I'm just so grateful for that. But I am praying, and I know I'm praying retroactively, but I'm praying to Jehovah Rapha that this young boy will have a life ahead, life abundantly. As the oldest of five, I have seen trauma and trial to you know, my sibling's body, but nothing to this degree, and my heart is just breaking. So, Lord, I lift up this young boy to you. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the great physician, the great healer, Lord. Thank you so much that this young boy has a heart rate, Lord, and I just pray your mighty miracle-working hands over him. I just pray that you be with him, be with his family. And Lord, I just pray that we hear good news, miraculous news very, very soon. Lord, you are God, you are over all, and we trust you. We thank you, we praise you for the miracle of this young boy. In your mighty and matchless name, amen. Please continue praying for him with me, DAB family. My heart is broken. Yeah. Abba's
daughter,
Sadie M. Bye for now.
Hi, Dab family. This is Bob from Phoenix. I love listening to all the prayers and Brian and his teachings every day. I've been on this platform for about 3 years now. God has blessed me in so many ways over my life. My wonderful, wonderful wife. Always been really successful. But I'm reaching out to you all for prayer right now because I've gotten myself through my own act into some very difficult financial situations. I think I'm self-destructive. My wife says I must be obsessive compulsive, but I've gone down a rabbit hole that has caused me a great deal of difficulty. And I'm praying he'll help me find a way out. I have to trust in the Lord that his way is best, and that he'll guide me through this. But I could always use your prayers. I pray along with you all every single day to my time with my DAB family, but I don't often reach out. I don't often ask people for help, but I'm asking for Jesus. I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to guide me. I'm asking you for all your prayers to help me find my difficulties that I've caused myself. I don't blame anybody else. It's all my doing, and I just need to find a way out. It's somewhat vague, but anyway, I really appreciate all your prayer. I have to shout out to you all, Blind Tony, Sparky, all of you, Susan from Canada, all of you who I love listening to. Anyway, please pray for me as I pray for you. God bless this entire family. What a blessing it is. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan. And today I am not calling in prayers for legal situations. I'm calling in for Angel Heart. I'm just listening to community prayers. And there's a lot of people calling in for you. I think about when I first started listening to Daily Audio Bible, you were calling in regularly, upset, and not doing well mentally. I think about that all the time, and I think about you all the time, and I just wanted to let you know that you are one of the people that made me love Daily Audio Bibles. I just want to let you know that. I am so grateful for the opportunity that I get to call in and pray for all of you. And I'm just so grateful, family, and that you all pray for me. So, Angel Heart, we're praying for you. We love you. And regardless of how you're feeling, God is with you and He will never leave you. So, thank you, Jesus, for this. Amen.
Good afternoon, my Daily Audio Bible friends. It's the 24th of September. Listening to the 21st of September and heard the call in from Lori Ann from South Carolina. And sister, you touched my heart. I lost my wife 17 years ago. And your call in about your grief renewed the grief I have over my lost wife. And sister, that grief is not from Satan. Any guilt you feel over that grief, Satan. But Jesus grieved. God has grieved so many times over Israel and over us and over one who falls. Jesus, God knows our grief. And each person's grief is personal. There's no magic formula for it. We each grieve in our own way. And the only way to get through it is to go through grief as we need to. And yes, we need to carry on. We need to live. But you have a gift. God's given you a gift of empathy. And one day you're going to meet somebody that has just lost a loved one and is going through exactly what you are going through right now. And you will be able to be a blessing to them. The Holy Spirit will lead you in prayer for them and in what to say. I love you, praying for you. Go with God and be well. This is David Browning in Savannah signing out. Thank you.